Hey, thank you so much. We've got a lot of good things coming up, so hold on. First, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They're the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage, and folks, they've been doing this for decades. They're a medium that blends vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A team of unmatched journalists and experts all work to ensure you receive accurate, timely information. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to get your copies arriving weekly soon.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board reminds you that we never close, so you can come on down for the wide open spaces of Merritt Reservoir, maybe some fall walleye fishing or a catfish tournament actually coming up the 12th and 13th of September, the Sandhills Catfish Tournament with $4,000 for first place. So pretty big deal there. Also, don't forget the Cowboy Fast Draw having their three-day shoot. The Heart City Roundup is in Valentine the 19th through the 21st. Come check it out. Go to visitvalentine.org.
We had the opportunity recently to connect with some old family friends of my family up in the Oneida area. LaVon Weishuttle, and as we got to visiting about the good stuff, she said, "Have I got a packet for you?" Here's a couple of things out of that packet she shared. An airplane was about to crash. There were five passengers on board, but only four parachutes. The first passenger said, "I am Kobe Bryant, the best NBA basketball player. The Lakers need me. I can't afford to die." So he took the first pack and left the plane. The second passenger, Hillary Clinton, said, "I am the wife of the former U.S. president, a senator from New York, and a potential future president. I am the smartest woman in American history, so America's people don't want me to die." She took the second pack and jumped out of the plane. The third passenger, John Kerry, said, "I'm the senator from the great state of Massachusetts. I was my party's last nominee for president," so he grabbed the pack next to him and jumped. The fourth passenger, President George W. Bush, said to the fifth passenger, a 10-year-old schoolgirl, "I have lived a full life and served my country well. I will sacrifice my life and let you have the last parachute." The girl said, "That's okay. There's a parachute left for you. America's smartest woman took my school bag."
Oh, no.
Oh, that's an old one. Perhaps you've heard it. Thanks so much, LaVon. And I've got a blonde joke, too, that she shared.
Oh, okay.
A blonde woman goes to the post office to buy stamps for her Christmas cards. She says to the clerk, "May I have 50 Christmas stamps?" The clerk says, "What denomination?" The blonde says, "Oh, God help us. Has it come to this? Well, give me 6 Catholic, 12 Presbyterian, 10 Lutheran, and 22 Baptist stamps."
leave it to the blonde, right?
There you go. Thank you, LaVon, and we'll have more coming along from LaVon. Great way to share. If you come across as you're sorting through things, that pile of funny things, share them with the good stuff. What's coming up for you, Mike?
Well, I have something relating to airplanes as well. So there we go. Airborne approximately 30 minutes on an outbound evening flight from Dublin. The lead flight attendant for the cabin crew nervously made the following painful announcement. "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry, but it appears that there has been a terrible mix-up 1 minute prior to takeoff by our airport catering service. I don't know how this has happened, but we have 103 passengers on board and, unfortunately, only 40 dinner meals. I truly apologize for this mistake and any inconvenience it might cause." When passengers' muttering had died down, she continued, "Anyone who is kind enough to give up their meal so that someone else can eat will receive free unlimited drinks for the duration of our 5-hour flight." Her next announcement came 90 minutes later. "If anyone would like to change their minds, we still have 40 dinners available." Remember, it was a flight from Dublin.
That's right. That's right. I think that's another one that we've had. Most of these are recirculated anyway, but I still think it's very funny.
"I talked to a homeless man this morning and asked him how he ended up this way. He said, 'Up until last week, I still had it all. I had plenty to eat. My clothes were washed and pressed. I had a roof over my head. I had TV and internet, and I went to the gym, the pool, and the library. I was working on my MBA online. I had no bills and no debt. I even had full medical coverage.' I felt sorry for him, so I asked, 'Well, what happened? Drugs? Alcohol? Divorce?' 'Oh, no, nothing like that,' he said. 'I was paroled.'"
Hey, thanks for listening to great radio stations like Moorcroft, Wyoming, KBFS, 1450 AM. That's the Dirt Road Radio. And also Sundance, Wyoming, KYDT, 103.1 FM. Back to Dirt Road Radio.
And that's the good stuff.